Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 388. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
And to you. You've got a, looks like almost like a woolen hoodie.
No, it's not. It's that kind of waffle. It's nice.
Waffles. Mm. We've got a quiz for you. I say we, but I have a quiz for you. All of my multiple personalities have got it. It's about cancelled TV shows or streaming shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've got to guess how many seasons they got.
Yeah, okay.
And in the world of streaming, clue, it's not that many.
Not many.
Yeah, they don't get that many around
these
parts.
We'll give you two. You enjoy it and then we take it away.
It's gone again. It's so funny.
Something you don't enjoy, 17 seasons.
No, yeah, that's right. I was looking at, 17 seasons, but over like 3 years. And you're like, how? I was looking at cancelled shows from 2024 and some of them, honestly, I was like, I feel like I would have watched, I think I watched that.
Yeah.
I did watch it. I don't remember it because they don't last long enough for you to remember what happened in them.
See, and this is what they should do is go, we are going to make one really good story. Mm-hmm. Going to last two seasons. That's it.
Story done. Yeah, and they do that.
Yeah.
But then there are shows that try and get another season by putting in a cliffhanger and then they just don't get another season, which is really
And then you forget and you go, what ever happened?
Yeah, what happened to that? Did it finish? I don't even remember if it finished or not.
What happened to that person? You go, I don't know.
No idea.
Still waiting for that Kettering incident.
I know. That's one I always think about. Every single time.
Like, what was going on? I don't know.
I don't understand.
We on our deathbed being like, please, someone just contact the writer and just tell me.
Just get them just to, I don't know, give us two paragraphs.
Two paragraphs and say, this is what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's perfect. It's time to get into the...
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
That was beautiful. That was almost like a hymn.
Bit angelic. Did you think it, you were like up in heaven?
Yeah, there was a higher power. The light was coming down.
Michael Jackson is a dead bloke. But he was famous when he was alive. And you and Gary went and saw the MJ, MJ the Musical.
MJ the Musical. We've done a lot of MJ chatting
really
lately.
Weird. I don't
know
why.
Very, very odd.
I think people, maybe he's been gone for long enough that people now are like, oh, I feel a little bit nostalgic about his music. I'm not sure. Because I start to hear it on the radio now too.
Are we allowed to like it again?
I don't
know. Or is he still cancelled?
See, I would think that we would be even less allowed to.
Yeah.
It's really confusing.
I think everybody kind of goes, just one song. Just,
yeah, okay.
You can listen to one, and then...
You're only allowed one.
Don't talk about it.
You're allowed to remember
don't
the
tell
time
anyone that you played the album today.
Yeah, no. Oh, gosh, no. Don't listen to the whole thing. There's a biopic that, you know, London's Gate, is that what they're called?
Yes, Lion's Gate.
Lion's Gate, sorry. London's Gate. I'd be like, why would they pick a Michael Jackson biopic? They were going to make one. They still are, but they realised it was too long. So now they're going to make it two. So they're going to put it in two parts. They're going to split the film in two. A big boss man over there said at the end, when you look at the music library, when you look at what Michael Jackson was able to deliver in terms of music and contributions to art, whether or not that can fit into one movie comfortably is not a question that we're absolutely asking. We'll be ready to answer more specifically in the coming weeks. And you know what I said? Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Did you?
Just say it's too long. We're making it two. It's not going to go to the movies. It doesn't matter. We're going to sell it to a streaming service and they're going to love that we're going to have two doco, like part one, part two docos. That's all you need to say.
You know, like I think Gary and I both said that with MJ Musical.
Wasn't long enough.
Well, they didn't include all the songs.
Yeah.
So clearly the audience wants the songs. But let's be honest, who's going to watch the second part?
Michael Jackson fans?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, 100%. So it's at the moment about 3.5 hours long. So if you halve that, that seems doable. You know what I mean? It seems 3.5 is too long.
Yeah.
If you cut that in half, people will watch that over a couple of days.
Yeah.
Two nights on your streaming service, you're good to go. Do you want some other news? I don't know how much this will be important in 2027 for you, but I'm just giving everybody the heads up.
Go on.
Cocomelon moving to Disney. It's been on Netflix since 2020. The move is not going to be till January 2027. Okay. Why are we being told about it?
Why
now?
I was like that. I don't care.
Anybody who has to know where Cocomelon is in 2025 probably don't need to. They do not need to know where it is
now.
2 years later.
Also, let's be honest.
Oh, maybe
the people who have the subscriptions are not going to be the ones finding it. But it'll be the tiny little mini fingers who find it, and the adults will be like, oh, bugger. I mean, it is a good entertainer.
But you don't want to watch it. What, because Henry's here, he's got headphones on, he's watching something on the iPad. What's he watching?
Don't know.
Okay.
Something with motorbikes.
Yeah. Ricky Zoom.
Oh, just checking the name of it. Ricky, do you like it? With the motorbikes? Yeah, anything colourful with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good to go. Hey, bit of news. Can we just have a little, just a tiny little chat about The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Now, I know you're behind.
I'm up to episode 7.
Okay. I will try really hard not to
give
spoilers.
You want to talk about Taylor?
No, I just want to talk about the whole thing.
Okay.
So Handmaids is finishing up. This is their 6th season and they have decided the story is ending. Yes, it will progress in The Testaments, which is 20 or 15 years later.
I think so.
It's a fair amount of time.
Yeah.
So by the time this podcast will air, the final episode of Handmaid's Tale will have already aired. But I'm just going to talk about the penultimate episode, episode 9. So the internet has gone crazy over the intro for this. Now, you know how there's not a Handmaid's Tale theme song?
Yeah, if you said sing me the song, I'd be like, Is Elizabeth Moss is staring into the camera. She's angry and really sad.
And wearing red. It doesn't have a theme song.
No, it doesn't.
Because it uses a song, different song, every episode. So this song was Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do. Now, here's where the internet is going crazy. You know how Taylor Swift lost all her masters to Scooter Braun and she's slowly been re-recording and re-releasing them? Well, all the Swifties have been waiting for the Reputation
Taylor's
version. No word from Taylor. She's not talking about it. She will not give away anything. She likes her clues. Taylor does. She will not give away anything. Handmaid's Tale starts. It kind of sounds the same as the original, and then all of a sudden there's a what?
Oh, it's a bit different.
It's the new one. The world went crazy.
And she still hasn't spoken?
She still hasn't spoken about it.
Do you reckon she's in the finale? You can't talk about it.
So, okay. There is a person who in this beginning of Handmaids, episode 9, gets out of a truck and stomps away from the camera and then goes around the back of the truck. I watched it and I was like, it's a very Taylor Swift stomp. It is a very Taylor Swift. You don't see the person's face. It's like silhouette. You see nothing. And it's from the back anyway. The world has gone crazy. They're also like, that's Taylor. 100% that is Taylor Swift walking out of it. And that would be a really Taylor Swift thing to do. Now, this song and this album, Reputation, Look What You Made Me Do, is all about women standing up against the male patriarchy, which fits perfectly with Handmaids. Hulu and Handmaid's Instagram gave a little breadcrumb a week or so before the episode released saying, oh, all Handmaid cast are Swifties and had photos of them at the concert. Mm-hmm. No indication that the new Taylor Swift, Taylor's version song would be the intro. Like, it's just gone crazy and it's just so fun. It is so fun getting swept up in the roller coaster of the excitement that everybody's feeling.
Now, at the end of the book Handmaid's Tale, it ends up, should I do a spoiler? That doesn't really matter. I'm going to do a spoiler. People at, I think, some sort of university, like 100 years later, are reading June's diaries or letters or whatever.
Mm.
And they're like, we don't really know much about this woman. This is just a taste of what Gilead was like. So Gilead's obviously gone 100 years later. What if it's finished, even though they've got they can't because the next series is starting. But what if it all finishes, Taylor Swift comes up and she's like, hey, I'm Taylor Swift and I'm back. And then all the commanders are like, oh, no, we've lost.
Please being silly.
We've lost. The Swifties are going to.
The Swifties took over.
The Swifties are took
they
over.
They rebelled. I mean, if you want an army to rebel against male patriarchy.
Yes.
The Swifties.
Swifties.
They will rally in minutes.
Yes,
minutes.
They will.
Tell me. Why? However, Taylor Swift aside, episode 9 gives us a fantastic conclusion to the episode, gives us a couple of answers, a few heartbreaking moments. Leah, I really need you to watch it now.
No, I can't. I'm doing the podcast. Far out, Brussels sprout.
It's almost an ending without an ending. Can you say Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen. Wasn't as good as he thought it was going to be.
However, The Handmaid's Tale is pretty good. There are answers without answers, and you know you've only got one episode to get more answers. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay.
So shall see you all guys, all you guys.
Oh, hey you guys.
On either Hulu, Disney, or SBS On Demand.
On Demand, that's right. Wheel of Time has stopped turning. Wheel of Time is a series. It's on Amazon and they've cancelled the series. Season 3 will be the last and fans are not happy because it's anywhere near the end of the actual story. Wheel of Time is based on books.
No, I can't.
That's really disappointing.
It's really disappointing. Now, what they were kind of saying was, oh, we thought about it for a long time, whether to have a season 4, and then they've said, no, it's not going to work financially, aka it costs too much. It's annoying. I've been watching it. I enjoy it.
It's almost like the studios are the ones that are dropping the ball. It's like if you decide to do this story, you commit to beginning to end. You don't just halfway through go,
I can't be bothered now.
I don't want
to. Yeah.
Darling.
What's that over there? Look at that new shiny thing.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's part of it? Okay.
Done.
I feel like I want to talk about some things that we've watched.
Please.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I've been watching season 4 of Love, Death and Robots.
Ooh.
That's that show on Netflix that had the little, the first episode was just a song by Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were puppets and it was obviously recorded, the audio was recorded live at a concert.
Uh-huh.
But they made the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the audience all puppets dancing to, you know, that... Can't stop addicted to the shindig. This life is more than that one.
Did the puppets look like the Chili Peppers?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And you're like, this is 6 minutes long. It's obviously just going to be the song, and then it's finished. And you're like, yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
That was fun.
I'd like some more, please.
The last one I watched had Chris Parnell. Remember him?
Yes,
he played the voice of a cat who was getting ready for world domination. And it was probably also about 6-7 minutes long and it was just so funny. And the way it ended, you're like, yes, that's so good. And you don't need any more.
No.
That's all you need. You just need that little bit. I remember every other time because the last season I think was about 2022, so it's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, so every one I've enjoyed them. Obviously, you got your favorite episodes, and others are just like, yeah, whatever. I could almost go back now, I reckon, and watch them from the beginning. They're so low stakes.
Yeah,
you don't have to be committed.
Well, nice and short. Yeah, as well. That's the kind of thing you need when you can't, you know, when you can't find anything, don't know what to watch. You're like, I've just spent 35 minutes scrolling through all the streaming services.
I could have gotten through most of season 4 of Love.
Yeah. Should have just pressed play.
Yeah. So what have you been watching?
So I have been watching a new Disney production called Tucci in Italy.
Oh, so yes.
He's at it again. Can you get anything better than Stanley Tucci, Italy, and food?
Friend at work was talking about this. And I said, I bet you my sister's been watching it.
Yeah. Look, I've only watched one episode, I'll be perfectly honest. It is in the same sort of vein as the Stanley Tucci searching for Italy. But in this time
he's already found
it. He's found it. Yeah. Exactly. He's found it and he's decided to that he really does love it.
He knew
he loved it before, but now he really loves
confirmed.
It. So he's continuing with the going through each region, but he's obviously doing different regions and different parts, so it's not covering the exact same things.
Cool.
So he starts in Lombardy and Tuscany. I think the episode starts in Florence. He goes to Siena. The really interesting part is going up into the mountains where the Carrara marble made, produced, mined, and how that actually has a significant impact on the type of food there and how they cure meat within the marble. And it's not – what's the other really fancy Italian marble that people get? Oh, I've lost the name.
Is it called Fanseia?
Yeah. Si. That, whatever the fancy, I've lost the name. That particular marble is too porous and so all of the stuff just seeps away. But the Carrara marble is perfect. And they show how they prep the marble by rubbing garlic all over it before they put the meat in. He talks a lot about the farming, agricultural industries and innovations. Of course, it's beautiful. I mean, you can't escape it when it's in Italy. It's amazing. But he really works through the specific, I guess, cultural festivals that happen within the regions. So there's a horse race that happens in this really big piazza in Siena, and it's a competition between all of the neighbouring, I forget the name, is it Contina? It's like suburbs.
Just call them suburbs.
Yeah, suburbs. And all the neighbouring ones, they compete. But what they do the night before is every single one of those suburbs hosts a huge banquet for everybody within their region, but it's all still around the piazza. So the streets are just lined with tables, and they'll be like, oh no, that's that region's one. We're over here.
Wow.
And nobody are real chefs. You know, you've got dentists and doctors and you know, government officials who are getting behind the pans and making risotto for this huge festival.
Cool.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching the next few episodes.
Cozy for winter as well.
Yes. It's not the kind of thing I want to binge. I almost want to have.
You just want to enjoy.
Yeah, one every couple of days and just that comfy, cozy, delicious.
But post-dinner, right?
Yeah, it's very much in like the Rick Steins where he'll teach you about the history of it.
So
and
nice.
He goes and talks to just the regular people or the people at the markets, and it has that sort of feel rather than it's not doesn't feel super produced.
Okay.
That makes sense.
There's a bit of humanity and personality involved.
And just it's relaxed. Yeah. It's a good one. I think you would love
it. Yeah, I know I would like it.
Absolutely up your alley.
I like alleys. I also like watching movies that we've spoken about recently and then found. This was on Max, which, of course, is part of Foxtel. But you know how there was that whole rigmarole?
Yeah.
It's really confusing. Anyway, Mickey 17. Remember we were talking about that one? Yeah, the one where Robert Pattinson plays Mickey, who is a clone and another clone. And every time this clone is, you know, could be out in a snowstorm and they just want to see how a human body reacts to the cold and how it dies. So they just put him out there. Mm. And then when they finish that one, they print out another one.
Yeah.
And it's also got Stephen Ewan in it. It's got Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing in it. He is so horrible and funny all at once. And Toni Collette plays his wife as well. And they're on a spaceship leaving leaving Earth for another planet, which is an icy planet, and you watch that over the 4 years, but the first thing you see is Mickey 17, so the 17th version of Mickey.
Yes.
At the very beginning of the movie, it falls into a cavern, a snowy cavern, and there are these alien monsters look like they're about to eat him. And then you flash back and you find out how he got there. It was quirky. It was dark. Sometimes the CGI wasn't great, but towards the end it was. So they must have been saving up for that last bit.
Fired someone, got someone new.
Well, yeah, and you could kind of tell, you're like, oh, okay, they needed the budget for this scene.
It
wouldn't have worked if they just half-hearted it. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
It was funny and weird. Toni Collette and Mark Ruffalo were brilliant.
She's amazing.
She's so good. Oh, she was doing this stuff with her hands because she had like long fake nails, and she somehow managed to make her hands look enormous over her face, and it was just really, it was weird, yucky, and it didn't need to be, but it was, because she wanted, and obviously the director wanted you to know that she was a weird, yucky person.
Yeah.
That's really good. Mickey 17, I would definitely say check it out. But now I don't know if I want to read the book or not, because I've just, Also, you've seen my collection of books on my bedside table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can barely see the bed.
I mean, if you wanted to add it, then you could probably just use all the pile as a bedside table.
Yes, just pile true. More yeah, books get on rid top of the it. Bedside table yeah. and just make it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Did you watch anything else
this
week?
I watched the new series of Nine Perfect Strangers. So it's on Amazon Prime.
So where on earth does this pick up?
Yeah, very good question.
Is it the same characters? What's going on?
It is – Nicole Kidman is the same character, so it's following her, which I guess now – having watched the beginning of it now, I can see in hindsight, oh, yeah, that is perfect reason for it because
– oh, they needed a reason for another season.
Perhaps this is going to be more of her backstory. Okay. And that's a guess. That I'm not saying that that's what it's about, but I'm guessing going to be delving more into – her traumas and things like that. But it picks up, she is on sort of a press tour talking about who she is, and they're saying, oh, you know, she's this medical marvel and therapist and she's an amazing person. People have come to see her and she's not weird. She's done all these new developments in hallucinogenic therapy and this way to dispense the hallucin.
The weird thing make you feel strange.
And she gets up and she says, oh, you've also forgotten that, you know, that I'm also facing a big trial for
being naughty
and a bit odd and manipulative.
Mainly odd.
So she gets served by another lawsuit, and she makes this comment that it's the third this month, hence she's getting a lot. She's like, I'm going to be broke with just sort of trying to deal with all of these. And she gets this offer to be sort of a guest therapist at someone she knows has a private resort, and it's in Europe somewhere. It's up in the very, very top of the mountains. It's got no Wi-Fi, no phone reception. It is very difficult to access at the best of times. And he's like, it would be the perfect place. No one can find you, essentially. And she's like, great, I will do that. And I will pick my new
weirdos,
to come
in. I thought you meant staff.
Yes, but I haven't quite got to the staff yet. So the guests arrive. They know that they're there for a therapy session. They know that it's with her. And it has this feeling, is this going to be the new White Lotus? There is that theme going through of what this place actually is, who she is, but we've got a new venue and a new bunch of, I'm going to call them targets. It's very funny in there that when she arrives and the guests are starting to arrive and they take her to the side and they say, we trust you. We really think what you do is an amazing thing, but there are limits and you have to stick to the rules this time. There is no locking people in rooms. And she's like, okay, I guess that's what you want. The other link to the White Lotus is Aussie actor Murray Bartlett
is
in it. Yes.
Oh, cool.
So he's
I was kind of hoping you would say that.
Yeah, he's there. There are other faces from Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got Christine Baranski in, who I think is one of those incredible actresses. She was in The Good Wife and The Good Fight, Mamma Mia, Chicago, like the list actually just goes on with her. She is phenomenal. Mm. She's there. Her character is very, very wealthy, very self-assured, and is being dragged there by her daughter, who basically just says she's a monster. And she's like, here I am paying for this therapy just to tell me that I'm a horrible person. I'm really looking forward to it. They haven't released every single episode. I think they're going to release one a week.
Cool.
That's at the moment, there are two episodes.
I like it when they do that.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm like desperate to watch the next episode.
You'll have to wait. And you'll also have to wait to get through this very puzzling puzzle, otherwise known as the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Series that were cancelled last year, how many seasons did they have? Bel Air. It was on Peacock. It was the. Was it a remake or a rehab? It was Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I'm really glad that you clarified, because I was like, is it a real estate show? Like could selling
be,
Bel Air?
Could easily be.
One.
Three.
Three? Stop Three. It. Stop it.
Okay. That 90s show.
Two.
Spin off it. Yes. That 70s show, which had a lot more. But that was on Netflix. So if I had told you what you would have said, one or two tops.
Yeah.
The Star Wars show called The Acolyte.
One.
Yeah. One. The internet had decided they hated it before it had finished, and then Disney was like, we're only doing one.
And they were like, oh, so glad you guys didn't it, because neither did we.
We did it. The internet said we did it. We've stopped other people from enjoying things.
They gave us permission.
It's good. We're the bosses. Life and Beth on Hulu and Disney, that was the Amy Schumer one.
Oh. One.
Two. I watched the first season. I really liked it. Didn't watch the second season. Don't know why. And maybe nobody else did.
Okay.
It was fine. It was nice. It was cozy.
Yeah.
Uncoupled.
Oh.
This was the one with Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. It was kind of like the gay male version of Sex and the City.
Three.
It only had one. I was like, I feel like I've watched this, but I don't remember it. Anyway, I realized that I had watched it and I did like it. And then because there was only one season, I completely forgot that it existed. Yep. Our Flag Means Death.
Never heard of it. One.
Two. This was the one with Rhys Darby and Taika Waititi and they were is he like Captain Blackbeard? It was a pirate one. It was a pirate comedy.
Okay. Our
I watched
flag, yep.
most of the first season and it was kind of funny, and then they had a second one, but then I was over it. I don't know why. You know,
I do get like that.
Tastes change.
I completely understand. Do you know, and I'm ashamed to say this, sometimes I get that way halfway through a season.
Yeah.
That I kind of go,
I think I'm done.
I don't need another.
Hmm.
I'm not desperate to watch the next episode, so I'm probably going to look for something new.
If you're not watching it with someone, I reckon it's fine to give it up.
Yeah, good point.
Mm. I'm more likely to give up a series than give up a book.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't matter, but if I give up a book, it has to be for a really good reason, because otherwise I'll always think that I didn't finish it, like it was incomplete. Gosh, we're clever, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That was just in 2024, and that was just the ones that I had heard of. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah, there'd be so many.
So many. It's ridiculous.
And, like, so many little, you know, those reality or lifestyle shows, they would have.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those get canned.
Look, I think you did fantastically well on all of that. People should look up to you.
I agree. I'm pretty short, though, so maybe they better sit down the floor.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Ciao, Bella.